This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission evidentiary hearing is called to order. It is October 11th, 2023, and we are in room 414 in the state capitol in Pierce, South Dakota. I am Chairperson Christy Fegan, and I will be presiding over the hearing. With me are Commissioner Gary Hansen and Commissioner Chris Nelson. We are here today for the evidentiary hearing in docket CE22-001 in the matter of the complaint filed by Amber Christensen, Linda Lindgren, and Timothy Lindgren against Crown Ridge Wind LLC regarding Project Sound Level Compliance. At this point, the parties, I'm going to ask that you give your appearance for the record.
Brian Murphy on behalf of Crown Ridge Wind LLC.
Miles Schumacher from the Lynn Jackson Law Firm on behalf of Crown Ridge Wind LLC.
The meeting room is absent from the complainant, so we'll continue. Having noted the parties that are present, we will proceed with the evidentiary hearing, which the commission will conduct pursuant to the rules of evidence and the rules of civil procedure. This is a contested case hearing. As the chair, I will make rulings on objections, and if one of my fellow commissioners would like to call for a vote on one of my rulings, they may do so, and the three of us will take a vote at that time. As the filing party, the complainants will go first. All persons testifying will be sworn in and subject to cross-examination. Each party will have a chance to make a brief opening statement. The final decision in this docket must be based on facts and evidence in the record as established through this evidentiary hearing. The complainant bears the proof, the burden of proof. The PUC's decision may be appealed to the appropriate circuit court and ultimately to the state Supreme Court. Today, our court reporter is Sherry Whitler, so make sure you speak into the microphone. Unmute when you're not speaking. At this time, I'm going to turn to my fellow commissioners and see how you wish to proceed.
Well, obviously the complainant is not here and we've not heard anything from the complainant, and so apparently they have chosen not to put on a case. And in that regard, then I guess I would turn to the respondents and see if they have a motion. That is how I would recommend proceeding.
Madam Chair, since the elevator is not functioning and she may be carrying a large parcel, I've requested one of our staff members to go down and see if she's trying to navigate the stairway. So we'll...
Perfect. So I think we just be in recess for about 3-4 minutes and see if that first elevator in the state capitol is out of order. We have two other elevators, but we will check. So we'll be in recess for about 3 to 5 minutes. The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission will come back in from recess. The complainants have not showed up. Amber Christensen, Linda Lindgren, or Timothy Lindgren. I will look to Crown Ridge.
Because the complainants bear the full burden of proof for the allegations in their complaint, have neither pre-filed sufficient expert testimony nor shown up at the hearing, Crown Ridge Wind would accordingly move for dismissal of the complaint.
Fellow commissioners, Crown Ridge has given us a motion to consider. Is there questions and or discussion or action?
By way of discussion, given the circumstances that we're faced with this morning, I think it's an appropriate motion. It's unfortunate, certainly, and we've worked on this issue for a year, well, 3 years, actually, 4 years, I guess, when you think about it, going through three different sound studies, and obviously the complainant didn't find those to be sufficient, and today was the day that was appointed for us to get to the bottom of all of this, but without a complainant offering a case, the motion to dismiss is certainly in order.
It's difficult getting all dressed up and reading hundreds of papers and pages and refreshing our mind on so much information, and then showing up at the wedding and the bride's not there. It's a little difficult. It's surprising because Amber Christensen has worked so hard on this and submitted so many papers and participated with such emotion that I'm just amazed that she's not here. I hope that nothing bad has happened in the drive from where she lives here. It must be about a 3.5-4 hour drive, and what construction there is and such. So in regards to the motion, there seems to be no other direction. It's very appropriate to make that motion when the plaintiff has not shown up and has not filed the proper papers in order for us to pursue it. So it leaves us with no other direction other than to support the motion.
With that, is there action from the commission?
Well, we have a motion, so it's a matter of voting aye or nay.
Okay, thank you. We have spent a lot of time studying this, and holidays, weekends, etc. So I was prepared for the evidentiary hearing, but when a complainant doesn't show up, we have no other option. So I'll be supporting the motion, and like Commissioner Hansen said, I hope everyone's okay. So with that, is there any other discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries.
Move to adjourn.
It's been moved to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. We are adjourned.